The health centers of the country were triggered when news of a bacterial infection known as methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, broke out last month at the Kwalibu Teaching Hospital. 2 weeks after the announcement, the hospital still says it is not ready to admit new patients at the children's emergency ward. Interacting with Radio Ghana, the public relations officer of the hospital, Mustafa Salifu, says the situation is delicate, so Kwalibu is making extra efforts to ensure the ward is properly cleaned before its reopening. Here's a report by Augustus Okwei.
The methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus comes from a type of bacteria called Staphylococcus, which is resistant to most antibiotics. Though the bacteria lives on healthy people without causing problems, it becomes dangerous in people whose immune system is weak, such as the sick, elderly and infants. The Kwalibu Teaching Hospital PRO, Mustafa Salifu, says the closure of the ward was to allow personnel clean and disinfect the place before it starts readmission.
We are still continuing with the cleaning and then the fumigation and disinfection. We started last week with the fumigation and then we started the cleaning last week, Saturday. So the whole of this week we are continuing with that exercise, and then in the coming days we'll be in the position to announce the reopening of the place. This is something that is very delicate, so that's why we just want to say that as soon as we are through with the work, we will announce, just as we announce the suspension of admission.
He said tests taken on those already on admission did not show signs of the infection. Mr. Salifu said the infection has not also spread to other departments of the hospital. He hinted of the hospital's plans to cater for more patients.
We are constructing a bigger emergency ward for the children's block. I'm sure in the next couple of weeks we'll have that ready. We want a place that is bigger, that is airy, that is conducive to serve as an emergency center for a busy hospital like Kwalibu Teaching Hospital.
The public is still advised to observe good hygienic practices so as not to be exposed to infection. For Radio Ghana News, Augustus Akwi, Accra.